Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Selling Notes. There was a time many years ago that I had to hold you down, Hugh, in order to get you to drink some Sauvignon Blanc. I kind of pour it down your throat and you'd kind of gag.
Yeah.
Because way, way, way back in the day, I thought it was pretty insipid stuff quite often.
Yeah, I did as well.
Very, very tart, not very convincing fruit. Not at all a pleasure to drink.
Right.
But that has changed.
It's really been changing a lot in the last 20 to 25 years. And I think you're not only seeing the changes in the overall quality of those that are being produced in California, but in other areas of the world. And so I decided to just go out and sort of look around. This is sort of wrapping up our theme of crisp summer whites.
All right.
So here's three that I enjoyed. And this is in the order in which I enjoyed them. So starting off with one from Hush Vineyards. You're very familiar with Hush.
Oh, yes.
And this is about $20 a bottle, and it's their La Ribera Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc. The cool thing about this is that they only made about 200 cases.
Goodness.
So there's not a ton of it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of classic California, pale straw color. Gooseberry and white peach aromas. I love it when you get that sort of white peach, that mm-hmm. white stone fruit thing going
yeah.
on there. Because to me, now you're beginning to get into some complexity. The flavors follow through on the palate and what you would look for in a white, crisp wine, and which I think is absolutely critical with Sauvignon Blanc, is good, crisp acidity and structure. Interestingly enough, it has all of that structure, but because it's 13.5%, almost 14%, there is a rounded fruitiness to it mm-hmm. as well. So it was pretty pleasing, I thought. Now, you really can't have an intelligent discussion about Sauvignon Blanc anymore, anywhere, and not at some point talk about New Zealand. Because
absolutely.
They kind of, I want to say about 20-some years ago, they just emerged with this whole new style of Sauvignon Blanc. Totally different from what you get in the Loire and what you were getting in California. So this one is a wine called Rangaranga, which is a native New Zealand word, which means gentle breeze. This one's about $16, so it's a pretty darn good value, I thought. It's a 2018 from the Marlborough region. Again, classic pale straw. You got a lot of passion fruit, gooseberry and lime zest here. So it sort of looks like kind of a blue, goofy-looking label. So my expectations were low, and I was immediately corrected because this is really good stuff. Big passion fruit, lime zest, gooseberry. It's assertive acidity, which is something I like, with good length, good aperitif, or again, you could serve it with a zesty sort of summer seafood dish, and I think it would do really well. $16.
How strong was it?
It wasn't as big as a lot of the ones, more sort of middle of the road, which I thought was frankly attractive. Now, here's one that shocked me. Domaine Bousquet Sauvignon Blanc from Mendoza in obviously South America. I have almost always found Sauvignon Blancs from South America to be Argentina, mm-hmm. not so. $10.99. Pale straw, crisp apple fruit, again with lime overtones, really racy acidity, good length, displays a really refreshing minerality. It's got a great deal more stuffing than any other Sauvignon Blanc I've ever had from South America. And at $10.99, that's my value
of the
day. That
sounds like a tremendous value.
Yeah.
We're going to put these on the website so folks are going to look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.